Covering some of the great reforms of the 1960s and 70s, I felt that I was present at the creation.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Now, as some of these reforms are diluted, repealed, or allowed to expire, I feel as though I am present at the cremation. When Democratic candidate Howard Dean moved to give up federal matching funds, as President Bush has already done, so that he can exceed spending limits during the primary season, I was transported back to 1974. Out of Watergate emerged the Federal Election Campaign Act, putting restrictions on campaign contributions and spending. One of these was the idea of federal financing, at least for presidential elections. That is now being eroded. In the 1960s, the nation became aware of the menace of pollution. I narrated a CBS documentary called Our Poisoned Air. It was a day of Big Earth rallies. In 1970, Congress enacted the Clean Air Act, and President Nixon created the Environmental Protection Agency. In recent times, enforcement has been eased, and the EPA is reported to be planning to drop investigations into power plants for past violations of the Clean Air Act. In the post-Watergate year of 1974, Congress passed a beefed-up Freedom of Information Act, one of the greatest Democratic reforms. It enabled any citizen to demand information contained in the vast bureaucratic files. Now Attorney General John Ashcroft has made it easier for the bureaucrats to withhold information from citizens. Still another post-Watergate reform was the Ethics in Government Act of 1978. It created an independent counsel to ensure that the president could not fire the prosecutor investigating him, as Nixon had done to Archibald Cox. The last independent counsel was Ken Starr, who investigated President Clinton. In 1999, the act was allowed to expire. In 1973, the Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade established a constitutional right to abortion. Some might argue whether that was a reform. But whatever you call it, the law just signed by President Bush banning a procedure his opponents call partial birth abortion represents the most significant attempt to restrict the abortion right in these 30 years. Altogether, I have a sense of watching a television tape on which someone has pressed the rewind button. This is Daniel Shore.